We're going to read a couple of verses from the Bible, and the first one is in Isaiah chapter 7. So if you have a black Bible, it is on page 845, page 845. It's good if you can turn to it in a paper Bible. Page 845, verse 14. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, 14. Therefore will the Lord himself give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive, and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's the only verse I'm going to read for now. We probably all know what a sign is. A sign points us in a direction. If we want to go to London, we follow the signs to London. Signs are what point us in the right direction. And here we have a sign. And who is it that gives the sign? It's not the government that puts up road signs. It's the Lord himself. The Lord himself, that is God. God gives signs. He gives a sign in this verse, and he gives many, many other signs. There are many signs in the Bible pointing to different things, and they're all really, really important. We've been learning through the Sunday school in the last term about God is righteous. He's righteous in creation. He's righteous in all that he does. He's a good God. Sometimes people think that God isn't a good God, and why does he allow bad things to happen in the world? The Bible answers all of those questions. The Bible tells us clearly why bad things happen in the world. The Bible gives us very clear answers, and that is because of man's sin and because the things that we have done that have brought man's sin into this world. And as a result, death has come. But tonight, we like to focus on what the Lord says himself. He gives a sign. Now, this was written by Isaiah. Isaiah was a man who followed God about 700 years before Jesus came. God knows the end from the beginning. He knows the future. Nobody in this room knows the future. Some people think that they might have some idea of the future. People go to all sorts of places to try to find the future, don't they? All sorts of bad places often to get some idea of what the future holds for them. Do not look anywhere else apart from God's words. God tells us very clearly what the future is, and our future can be safe in if we trust in him. God knows the future. You can prove that by reading the Bible. How wonderful that is. And it's only God who knows the future. And if we trust in him, our future is safe in his hands. It's only God who we can truly trust for our future. And there's going to be a very interesting and special sign that Isaiah said. The virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. You may not know, but the name Emmanuel means God with us. Isn't that a beautiful name? Isn't that an amazing name? God with us. God came down into human form. God came down into this world. That's an amazing miracle, isn't it? We're just going to read very briefly in Isaiah, two more chapters further on. Isaiah chapter 9, page 846. Isaiah 9, page 846, verse 6. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it, to uphold it with judgment and with righteousness, from henceforth even forever. So this child that's going to be born of the Virgin, called Emmanuel, is going to have a few other beautiful names as well. He's going to be a son, It's going to be a child, a boy, and his government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. This is the glory and greatness of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is who he is. He came into this world to bring peace. Everybody wants to live in peace, don't they? People want to live in peace. Peace is freedom from fear. We have had a lot of fear in the last 2 years, haven't we? A lot of people have been worried about a lot of different things. A lot of people have been worried about their health. A lot of people have reason to get worried about war that might be coming their way in different parts of the world. A lot of people have reason to be worried in many, many different things. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. It's only through him that you can truly have peace. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can have peace when we learn in the next passage how he will bring about peace. But this, dear friends, is again written by Isaiah about 700 years before Jesus came. And this was a prophecy about the Lord Jesus, about how he was going to come into this world. And he was going to be an amazing, special person, God with us. He's called Counselor. Sometimes we need counselling, don't we? We need all sorts of help. And that shows to us that he's a God who loves us and cares for us. There are many false gods in this world, and they do not care for you. The false religion demands many, many things from you. It demands that you do lots of good deeds, and it doesn't give you anything in return. Dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, the living God, the Son of God, can truly give you peace. Peace because of what he has done. Peace because of why he came into this world. And the peace with God is the greatest peace that you can have. And he wants to give you new life. Because of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. How wonderful to live in a kingdom of peace, where there will be no end of peace. And every true Christian is going to live in that eternal kingdom, where there will be the peace will have no end. A perfect place of righteousness and peace and justice. And then we're going to read lastly in Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel, that's Matthew chapter 1, page 1145. Page 1145, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Matthew 1, verse 18. Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was thus. His mother Mary, that is, having been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. But Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her publicly, purposed to have put her away secretly. But while he pondered on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take to thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this came to pass that that might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and they shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. But Joseph, having awoke up from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had enjoined him, and took to him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So 700 years went by, roughly, since Isaiah had said those words. And so it came into being. So this actually happened. Along with hundreds and hundreds of prophecies in the Old Testament that spoke about the things that Jesus would do and the things that he would be like. And what he would be like and what he would come into the world to do. How wonderful that is. And that proves that God tells the truth. That proves that God is a God of truth, isn't he? There are many lies in the world today. Many lies told by many different people of all kinds, especially people in authority sometimes. Many lies, a world of lies. But, dear friends, this is God's truth. This is the actual truth, because the Bible has proved itself to be true. What is the story here? Joseph and Mary were engaged to get married. They haven't yet got married, but an angel appears to Joseph, and an angel had previously appeared to Mary too, to tell her what was going to be happening. The angels are God's servants. They are real spiritual beings that work on behalf of God. They do his work for him. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That, dear friends, is why Jesus came. There is a very, very strong link between Christmas and Easter. Because as we had on the screen, and you'll see a bit later, and we always teach the children, is that the reason Jesus came into the world was to save us from our sins. We need saving from our sins because we've all sinned against a holy and righteous God. I met a chap the other day in Basildon Town Centre, and he said to me, if only everyone was like me, the world would be a better place. And I explained to him that we've all sinned and we've all broken God's law. We've all gone against God's perfect, righteous, holy standard. We've all done things which we know are wrong. And even the tiniest thought against God's will, even the tiniest lusting after someone or wanting what someone else has got, or even a thought of hatred towards somebody else, that is all sins. Even if they're just in our heads, God knows everything that we've done. And he's seen into our very lives. He can see into our heads. Jesus knew the thoughts of people he met. Isn't that incredibly powerful? He knew their thoughts. And we can even sin with our thoughts without actually doing anything. And from the very youngest to the very oldest, we know that we're sinners. But Jesus came in order to bring about the great solution for our sin by dying on the cross, dear friends. The cross is the centre of the good news of the Lord Jesus. And we've often shown pictures in the past of the manger, which reminds us of Christmas, but then there's a shadow of the cross. A shadow of the cross over the manger, because Jesus' life, every day he lived, it was one day closer to the time when he would have to go to the cross. And he went to the cross for you and me, dear friends, so that you and I might never have to bear the punishment of our sins in hell. We might never have to be separated from God for all eternity. We might never have to be separated because of our sin, but instead be brought back into a relationship with him as our loving Heavenly Father. The question for each one of us tonight, no matter whether we're 4 or 94 or somewhere in between, is have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour? Have you received the full and free forgiveness that's available to you? If you receive that forgiveness tonight, dear friends, then this Christmas will be so much better than any other that you've ever had. It may not be better in many different ways. There might be a lot of other problems in this life. A lot of problems and a lot of difficulties. But that this Christmas will be far better than any other if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. And receive the full and free forgiveness that is available only through him. Because he went to the cross. He was crucified. He was nailed with his hands and his feet to a Roman cross. Think about how awful that is for a moment. The Romans were extremely cruel. Their prisoners, their worst prisoners, were crucified. That means a nail through the middle of your hand or your wrist. And a nail through the middle of your foot. And you were secured to the cross and hung up to die. Dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ died that death in order that you might never be separated from God. That's the greatness of God's love. That's the greatness of the love of God that has given the Lord Jesus Christ himself for you, so that you might be washed clean from your sins. No matter how young or old you are. The children in Sunday school hear the message very regularly, and how wonderful it is that some of them have trusted the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. That's all I have to say, because the Lord Jesus Christ is risen and ascended, and he is now living and at the Father's right hand in heaven. There was a man called Stephen who saw him in heaven just before he died. And every single Christian, every single true Christian is looking forward to the time when he will come. And there's a song that we're going to sing in a moment, which is our favourite, I think, at the moment, which reminds us about the fact that Jesus is coming back. And we've got some boys at the front here, and some children are going to sing this very, very well. So may everyone here truly know the full and free forgiveness that's available through our Lord Jesus Christ, for his name's sake.